Well, first of all, say I'm really, proud of the team this week. I thought these guys did a good job. We had obviously an emotional week last week, and big win. Chargers are a really good football team, team we didn't know very well, and these guys came in here and really tried to grind it out and put in a hard week of preparation for a team that's very hard to prepare for. They have a lot of great players, and they cause you a lot of problems with their schemes and the things that they do. So, players really sold out, and I thought put in a good week. Obviously, we've got a lot of big plays in the kicking game today. Our special teams units covered well, returned well, had a blocked field goal. We made our share of plays in that phase of the game, and that was really, really helpful. Again, those guys work really hard. Joe and Bubba do a great job, and those players, put a lot into it, and it's no one guy can cover kicks against Benjamin. Nobody can block everybody for the returns. You got to have everybody doing their job in those situations, and we had some, well-executed plays there. Obviously we left a lot of points on the field offensively. That was something we can do a better job of, but it's good to be able to take some time off the clock and put our defense in a good situation there at the end of the game. Another good finish defensively in the last drive. Playing good situational football. So good win. Good to beat the Chargers, who are a very good football team. We obviously got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of plays that we just hopefully can get more out of than what there's more there than what we're getting. So we got to find a way to get a little bit more out of those.
Hi, Bill. In a grind-out kind of game like that, talk about the versatility of your running back group today. 14 catches all
yeah,
total.
We had a lot of production out of our running backs. You saw it. They all had a role. They all were productive for us. They all helped us a lot, running and catching, blitz pickup, kickoff return. So we got a lot of those guys did a great job. They did a good job for us last week, and they did it again this week too.
What was the your thoughts on the wind, and was that what you were assessing in the couple trips you took out onto the field early this morning, and how it affected the game?
I don't think it had too much effect on the game. I mean, we played in much, much, much worse than that. It's minimal. I don't think it affected the passing game at all.
Coach, the game was played predominantly in the teens. Is that a game, a style that you're comfortable playing?
What are you talking about?
Well, not scoring a lot of points, not high-flying offense necessarily, more low-scoring, grind it out. Is that a style you like, that the team prefers?
Well, we prefer to win.
Bill, the discipline on special teams that you mentioned, especially the safety, the tackle in the end zone by Brandon King, what did you see on that play from the sideline? It was obviously a big play early in the game.
Well, it was a great punt by Ryan, number one. He gave us a great ball, tough ball to handle. It was loose. Benjamin ran it into the end zone. So by rule, once you run it in, you got to run it out. It wasn't the momentum of the ball that took it in there. Once he reversed his field, which Benjamin does a good job of that, he's an excellent field returner, whether he reverses field or whether they run a field return. So cutting off the field and not letting them get back all the way over to the other side was key. It looked like John Jones and Brandon, I forget exactly how that worked there. I think it was John Jones to, cut it off. So between the two of them. He's a very, obviously, very good punt returner, very explosive guy. We saw that in Cleveland. We saw it last week in the Denver game. But it was a great punt, and anytime you have a great punt, those are a lot easier to cover than, the ones that are hard to cover. So Ryan gave us a good ball, good team execution, good tackles.
Bill, this might be an overly simple question, but you talked after the Tampa game and after last week's game and after this game about just the hard work and preparation that, that guys have put in, stating that really early in your comments. And I wonder.
Right, well, I was just, yeah, just not to cut you off there, Tom, but, you know, we've been going here for, 6 weeks of preseason and 8 regular season games. I mean, we've been playing a lot of football. Every week it's been a grind, whether it's going back to the preseason scrimmages, whether it's the, preseason games. We've been at it here for a long time. So, ask these guys to come in every day and put in a hard day of preparation, practice, training, film study, and so forth. And, I'd say I've been impressed with the way they've done that and have been able to grind it out day after day. It's not easy. It's a job, and, we don't mind doing it. I'm not saying that, but it's hard. And every team's got good players. Every team's got difficult schemes. Every team requires a lot of communication and coordination to get plays right and to get situations right. So I just meant it in terms of just week after week after week, or day after day after day, or hour after hour, coming in at 8 in the morning and grinding through it till 4:35 at night. Those guys are working hard, and it's paying off, but they're working hard. They're grinding it. Sorry, but you have a question?
I was just wondering if there were any specific for instances, but I think you pretty much covered it.
Yeah. Well, I'd say special teams is a good example right there. We have several of our offensive and defensive players involved in the kicking game. Some that aren't, but some that are. Dion is an example on a kickoff return, or Marsh, Guy on the field goal blocks, last 2 weeks. Amendola, returning kicks, McCourty, Chung, those guys. So it's their offense and their, or their defense and the special teams, that they play an important role in on those situations as well. I'd say that's another good example of it. Just, everybody doing whatever they're needed to do, whatever it takes. Hogan last week, gave us some plays in those areas. So, just guys are stepping up and, doing whatever it takes then to be successful and putting the time and work in.
On Rob Gronkowski's touchdown, he and Dwayne Allen kind of worked together on a rub route to get open, I think. But I know you guys got flagged for a pair of rub routes, earlier this season in a game. So I wondered to what degree you worked with the team on that particular thing to help improve that situation.
I mean, look, we've been working on that for 17 years, so it's not a new rule. It's not a new situation. There have been some modifications in the rule over the last couple of years, and, we've coached through those about, legal picks on within the yard line of scrimmage and things like that. The rule's been cleaned up a little bit. I think it's been officiated well. And so we've got to do what we're allowed to do and not do what we're not allowed to do. So it's been coached like that for a lot of years. It'll continue to be coached like that. Hopefully we can do a better job of coaching it so we can avoid those penalties.
Bill, offensively, what did you guys try to do in order to limit the Chargers' pass rush, and how important was the play of Ladrian Waddle coming in for Cannon?
Yeah, L.A. gave us a good half-foot plus. The protection on the field goal team as well is another big role for him. That was big for us. Look, they have a good pass rush, and they got a lot of good rushers. It's Ingram and Boza, but it's a lot more than that. And they did a good job with their perimeter pressures. They brought some extra guys and dropped some out. So it was, again, not the easiest thing to deal with. So some of that involved the backs. Sometimes the backs and the tight ends were involved in bumping those guys on the way out. So it's really, to handle that, everybody's got to do a good job. Quarterback's got to get the ball out on time. Line's got to pass protect. Receiver's got to have spacing in zone and get open to man-to-man. We don't have all day because the rush is getting there pretty quick. So if there's nobody open, then you can't block them forever. If we get open quickly, we don't have to block them as long. So it's times that we had it was good overall team execution. Unfortunately, there were times where we didn't have it, and then we didn't have a good place to go with it. So,
two final questions.
Bill, you guys have been so good at executing offensively between the 30s. Are you a little bit perplexed on why the execution hasn't been quite as good in the red or the high red area?
Yeah, we're obviously not doing a very good job in that area, and that's something we got to do better at, no question about it. Yeah, giving up too many big plays on defense and not can't convert on third down in the red area. It's two huge issues.
Bill, the linebackers today, Landon seemed like he was very aggressive, rushing some gaps early in the game, and also Kyle Van Noy on the edge in the second half. Talk about their play, especially picking up the slack for Donta.
Yeah, I think all those guys contributed. They're all involved in different groups. So Marquise, Kyle, Landon, David, and Trevor. I mean, they all played different roles defensively, and, you know, again, I mean, it wasn't a perfect performance by any means, but they all, you know, were involved in areas, and you know, we'll take a look at it, see how it goes, and, you know, build forward with that. But we were, you know, a little light on the defensive line, three tackles, three ends. You know, we had a little bit more depth at linebacker in this game, so, you know, five plus Brandon King. So those guys helped, you know, supplement the front with the depth that we were missing on the defensive line. Okay. All right. Great. Yep. Thank you.